This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told Israel it is at war with Hamas militants that rule Gaza following a daybreak attack on Israel early Saturday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Netanyahu's comments in a televised address mark his first since the Gaza Strip's Hamas rulers launched a major multi-front attack on Israel at daybreak Saturday. He ordered a call-up of reservists and promised that Hamas would pay a price. The prime minister also ordered the military to clear the infiltrated towns of Hamas militants that remained locked in gunfights with Israeli soldiers. Hamas on Saturday fired thousands of rockets at Israel and sent dozens of fighters across the country's heavily fortified border, a massive show of force that caught Israel off guard on a major holiday. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
One person was killed Saturday in a Ukraine shelling of Russia's Belgorod Oblast, situated on Russia's border with Ukraine. Russia launched a missile strike on Ukraine's Odessa region overnight. Ukraine officials say four people were wounded in the attack that was launched from Russian-occupied Crimea. Meanwhile, Russia downed a Ukraine drone near Moscow early Saturday, according to the Russian state news agency TASS. Washington analysts say satellite imagery reveals an unprecedented number of freight rail cars at North Korea's Ntumangong rail facility, located at North Korea's border with Russia. The analysts at Beyond Parallel say the rail traffic is larger than they have seen in the past 5 years. They say the traffic likely indicates North Korea is supplying arms and munitions to Russia following the two countries' recent summit. Tarps covering the containers, however, make it impossible to conclusively identify exactly what is in the containers. But the organizations say that it is probable that these shipments are to support Russia in its war with Ukraine, especially after recent U.S. statements that North Korea had begun transferring artillery to Russia. This is VOA News. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers led by U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer arrived in China Saturday in the first congressional visit to the country since 2019. The trip comes amid sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries, and as China and American officials try to lay the groundwork for a possible meeting between Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping in November. Speaking to reporters Friday at the White House, Biden was asked if he could meet with the Chinese president on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco.
There has been no such meeting set up, but it is a possibility.
Biden and Xi have not spoken since their meeting last November on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia. White House officials have previously made clear that they hope the two leaders would talk soon. Administration officials have been working to get the Chinese to agree to a meeting. The discovery of a Nazi membership card in the name of late Dutch Prince Bernhard, a German who married into the Dutch royal family in the 1930s, revived calls Friday for an inquiry into his ties to Adolf Hitler's party. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The card, which showed Bernhard first joined in 1933, was confirmed by the Dutch government. The Center for Information and Documentation, Israel, said in a statement on Friday, while there was always suspicion Bernhard was a Nazi member, his denial until his death in 2004 weighs much more heavily for people. Bernhard was a German who became a Dutch citizen and later flew combat missions for the Allies against Germany during the war. As early as 1996, Dutch journalists found a copy of a Nazi party membership and correspondence showing he quit the party in 1936 when he became engaged to Juliana, the Dutch princess who would later become queen. King Willem-Alexander on Friday said the discovery could revive painful memories of the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands during World War II, but said there is a need to see the past as it was.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Police in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia have issued an arrest warrant for a 19-year-old acquaintance in the death of a Philadelphia journalist. Associated Press correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Authorities say 39-year-old Josh Krueger was shot and killed at his Philadelphia home early Monday by someone he might have been trying to help. Police say Robert Edmund Davis killed Krueger and have issued a warrant for his arrest. Video shows Davis in the area where Krueger was killed before the shooting. The motive is unknown, but police say Krueger knew the suspect. Lieutenant Hamilton Marshman with the Philadelphia Police says,
we believe that Mr. Krueger was trying to help Mr. Davis, and they were acquaintances. He was just trying to help him just get through life.
Sound courtesy, WPVI-TV 6ABC. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.